The weekend St. Patrick's Day parade brought controversy starting on Friday when the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network said it wasn't allowed to be in the parade. This came at about the same time as Senator Rob Portman announced he was no longer opposed to gay marriage since learning his son is gay. WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to sort through what it all means politically. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning, Maria.
Let's talk a little bit about Senator Portman first. How will this announcement affect him politically?
That's kind of hard to say. I mean, clearly he is, by coming out in support of a gay marriage, he is in the not in the mainstream of the Republican Party anymore. The polling shows that among Republican voters, anywhere from 23% to 35% actually support gay marriage, but the vast majority do not. And among his fellow Republican senators, no one else is in support of gay marriage. And John Boehner, the Speaker of the House and a good friend of Rob Portman's, you know, came out and said that he respected his decision, but he still opposed gay marriage, and he would even if he had a gay child. So it's kind of hard to tell whether or not this is going to affect him politically or not.
You know, it was interesting because Portman was on the short list of possible vice presidential candidates to run with Mitt Romney. Do you think when this came out, perhaps during the vetting process, because apparently this has been going on for a year or two, Portman's been struggling with this, did it hurt his chances to become the vice presidential candidate?
I don't know. Of course, I'm not privy to what goes on inside the vetting process, but these are exactly the kind of issues that they talk about and that the candidates are supposed to talk about with a presidential campaign. The person who ran the vetting process for the Romney campaign came out last week and said this had absolutely nothing to do with Rob Portman being passed over in favor of Paul Ryan. So you have to take that for what it's worth.
Now, what will it mean in terms, as many folks are working toward a new referendum to repeal the 2004 vote on the constitutional amendment banning gay marriage in Ohio?
Well, that's the interesting part. People are trying to get this on the ballot. In 2004, the voters of Ohio voted, 62% of them voted for a constitutional ban on gay marriage. Now, the most recent poll that I've seen was done by the Washington Post of Ohio voters, and that poll said that now, today, 53% of Ohio voters support gay marriage. The attitudes are changing. They're changing very quickly. And it's happening mostly among independents. It's happening among the younger conservative Republicans. And it's happening among the libertarian folks, you know, who say government has nothing to do with this, should have nothing to do with this.
Now, the issue of gay rights also came into play in this fall's Cincinnati council election. Several council members pulled out of the St. Patrick's Day parade this past weekend. How did all of that come about? Can you explain what happened?
Well, it came out came about because it is a private affair by the Ancient Order of the Hibernians, and they said that this organization, which works towards eliminating bullying in schools, could not participate because it's a gay lesbian organization. Now, there are a number of city council members and city council candidates who then decided they didn't want any part of this parade and pulled out. And they did this for a variety of reasons. First of all, just based on principle. Most of them are supporters of the gay lesbian community. They believe that people, people's private lives are their private lives. And it was a stand of principle. But it's also a political consideration, too. And the political consideration is that the gay and lesbian community in Cincinnati is very important, particularly to Democratic candidates, not only because they go out and work for Democratic candidates and candidates who support their position, but they also give a lot of money. And, you know, they are an important part of the political process in Cincinnati. And, of course, this is a city council election year. And it's a year when we're going to choose a new mayor. So they're going to have an important role to play.
Very briefly, we had the parking issue, the Cincinnati wanting to lease its parking facilities in the courts on Friday. What are you expecting is going to come forward with that?
Well, of course, we have to wait to see what the judge's decision is going to be, whether or not a referendum can go forward. I don't think there's any question whatsoever that the people who are passing out petitions right now can get the number of signatures that they need, which is 7,500 within the city of Cincinnati. And then it's going to go on the ballot. What you're seeing now, you're seeing merchants in the neighborhoods and downtown who are circulating petitions. They're behind this thing. And it's going to get on the ballot. And it's going to have an impact on the city council election and the mayor's race.
Howard, thank you.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU political reporter. He joins me each Monday. You can read his column and blog at WVXU.org.